What's happening in your hometown? Let us know. Call the KGLO Live Line on the Tim Fleming Show at 494-2500. We're your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO.
And good morning. It is time for us to visit a little bit with Chad Hansen and Chad at Corporate Farmer on our KGLO Live Line today. Chad, good morning.
Yeah, this is a little different calling in and doing our part here and kind of doing the social distancing thing and, you know, so calling you in today and talking a little bit about taxes, hopefully.
Yeah, we can talk taxes, and that's one of the things that we found through the, you know, practicing social distancing and staying in different lanes and working differently with people. The world is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some things that are still the same. And as you go through your day and as I go through my day, for example, there are certain things that I will still do and you will still do just because it's what we have going in our jobs. But talk a little bit about that. You still have to communicate on a regular basis with your clients. This is a busy tax season.
Yeah, it definitely is. And, you know, we're used to doing a fair amount of that through, you know, other means or correspondence. A lot of our clients are not, you know, real local. And so, you know, they typically get their tax information to us via email, fax, the mail system, and are comfortable in dealing with questions that come up over the phone. But obviously, you know, we do have, you know, a large number, too, that are here local. And so, you know, as we start to think through that process and deal with the decisions that you've got to make, you know, we just felt that it made sense for our staff to go ahead and limit any direct, you know, contact there. So for some, you know, I think that they were a little surprised by, you know, that conversation to say, hey, would you be all right dropping it off? And we can either, you know, have our normal kind of tax meeting over the phone and or Skype or whatever, you know, means that you feel comfortable in doing that, because we want to have the same opportunities that we've had in the past and just deal with it in a little bit different manner, I guess. And so, you know, it's taken a little bit of adjustment. Some people completely understand. Others maybe at first kind of a little skeptical of whether it's necessary. But, you know, I guess when you're looking at it from our vantage point, we're a fairly small office, and you hate to see, you know, something run through your whole staff, and that really puts you in a position where you can't serve, you know, any of your clients, or makes it very difficult. And so, you know, those are, I guess, some of the decisions that we've made, and I think similar businesses have kind of followed suit.
Yeah, and I think, too, Chad, your clients, no doubt they start to see other things. They start to see things happening and changing at their church, or mm-hmm. certainly at their schools, or at local businesses, and they realize, oh, wait a minute, this is what we all kind of have to do right now to make this work for everybody, for the safety of everybody.
I mean, you and I talk all the time about how it's a partnership, and I think whether that's a partnership with, you know, our farm clients, or, you know, a partnership with other businesses, the local government, the schools, everything, you know, we're all trying to work together and, you know, hopeful that if we all get on the same page that that we can do some, you know, big things to you know, save people, you know, make this a lot easier process than what it definitely could be if we don't react. And so, you know, whether it's here in the office, we started having some conversations over a week ago about this type of stuff, and or, I mean, I know myself on Sunday, I, as a school board president, you know, got a phone call from our superintendent, you know, after the governor came out with her recommendations for the schools and trying to make some of those decisions, you know, as far as whether we go ahead and have classes on a Monday or do we just go ahead and cancel those and get the word out right away. So, you know, for some of us, we're dealing with a lot of these decisions on multiple levels and for multiple different entities. So again, it's trying to coordinate those things and work together for the greater good.
Yeah, and I think, too, you get the feel for that, too, because you deal with an awful lot of farm clients, and that's your specialty is a corporate farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, if there's ever a group of people that cooperate and come together when needed, boy, a lot of the small schools, a lot of the small communities, a lot of the small churches in rural areas – well, the farmers are, they're the leaders up front in many cases.
Yeah, you want to talk about some of the best disaster planners. I mean, they deal with it, it seems like, on an annual basis with the weather and everything that goes on in their business lives. And so, like you said, so many times you see maybe in the paper, I guess I deal with it directly, where, somebody has some illness or maybe a death, and farmers come together to kind of support one another. Oftentimes you see that, at harvest, when, if a farmer's not able to combine himself and the neighbors come together to do that for him and the family. And so, that's one example, and obviously there's many examples of, how that community is so tight and willing to help out one another in times of need. And so, I think it's a great example of what the rest of us are dealing with, trying to support one another, trying to support the local businesses, trying to do things that are going to protect our fellow neighbors.
And, too, while all this is going on, Chad, you and your staff at Corporate Farmer, well, you work through this period of time and doing taxes and mm-hmm. and the day-to-day business for your clients. At the same time, they also have in the back of their mind, spring is about to really happen. And,
yeah,
and planting. And boy, they've got a lot in their mind going right now.
A lot of things to think about. And, I mean, there's some unknowns in there yet. We still don't really know what's going to happen with the April 15th deadline. I mean, most of us, I think, expect that it's going to be extended, that there'll be a waiver of interest and penalties if you don't get filed by and paid by April 15th. But, we got to keep on kind of plugging on as far as, getting the taxes and things like that done. We're not going to just wait and see what happens, obviously. But, that's one of the things, the question marks as far as, there's just a lot of speculation right now as far as, could there be some kind of relief in the form of payroll taxes and what shape that might take? I think we all kind of remember several years ago when that was utilized as something to prop up the economy, and they lowered the Social Security withholding rate from 6.2% to 4.2%, so a 2% change there in that withholding rate for a period of time. And so, some of us are trying to kind of, think about what that might look like. And there's been some speculation or at least some recommendations by some people in Washington to just eliminate the Social Security withholding, maybe even as far as through the end of the year. So, obviously all of this is just people's opinions and things like that. There's nothing set in stone or nothing that looks like it's going to happen real quickly, but, I think it's a time when all things are on the table, and, from us as well as other businesses, you're trying to do your best to put a game plan in place, but knowing that that game plan can quickly change depending on circumstances and recommendations of local, state and federal government.
Yeah, yeah, well... And being tied to your clients the way you are right now, this is through situations like this. This is where it's we talk about how important it is to have a partner to work with anyway. But in times like this, how really important it is to have that that contact with Corporate Farmer, with Chad and your staff, so that you can work through any of the challenges that are coming up, dates that change, or market things that change, the whole planning process is still out in front of them, but to have somebody that they can bounce some things off of.
I think that that's very important, and, you know, we sit here not probably used to having to be stuck in our house a lot, or, you know, get tired of looking at the TV and wondering what we're going to watch or listen to on the radio, you know, and I guess kind of brings me back, you know, farmers are out, you know, most of our farmers live out in rural areas where they don't have real close neighbors and things like that. Not that, you know, with today's day and age that you can't socialize, but, you know, they do feel, I think, many of them like they're out a little bit on an island. And so, you know, our relationship, I think, to them is very important because, you know, we provide guidance and maybe sometimes just an ear to listen to what's going on. And so, you know, even as we're talking this time of the year when I have a question on a tax return or something or year-end planning, you know, often most of our time together's not on the business end of things. That might be, you know, a quarter of the time we spend on the phone or, you know, talking in person. The other three quarters of the time is, you know, just kind of being there to listen to what's going on, to give them advice on, you know, different circumstances and situations that they're dealing with. And so, you know, as we all kind of, I guess, look ahead at what this is going to be like, not having as much social interaction as what we're probably used to, I think we start to realize how much some of those close relationships matter and how much we rely on those people to, you know, give us advice, to give us directions, or sometimes just listen to what's going on so that we can kind of get that stuff off of our chest. And so, you know, for a lot of our farmers, I think they feel like that's what our relationship with them is about.
Absolutely. Hey, Chad, you know, and as we kind of wind down the program a little bit today, is there anything else you want to get the word out to farmers about right now and some of your clients about right now that, and just in general about corporate farmer that maybe you could help them with right now, which is a very difficult time for everybody?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you've got to continue to focus on the task at hand. I mean, obviously, we're trying to limit, you know, our contact with others to try and, you know, protect and keep the spread down so that it doesn't overwhelm, you know, the facilities and things like that we have here in hospitals and whatnot, and treat those that really need that high level of treatment. But, you know, you can't just, I guess, curl up and you know, get paranoid, because it's easy to do if you you consume the whole day thinking about some of those things. I think for most of us, we've kind of continued as much as normal as we could. You guys continue to have your broadcasts and inform, you know, the audience about what's going on. You know, like I said, for us, it's business as normal again as far as trying to, you know, get taxes done by April 15th. I know that most of our clients, you know, are concerned still about those deadlines and timeliness and filing and paying their taxes. And you know, like you said, with the weather the way it is right now, I think there's a lot of farmers that are looking forward to getting out in the fields and starting some of that process. And, you know, so you try and do the things that you need to do in order to kind of move forward, just do it in a little bit maybe smarter and more conscientious way so that, you know, you protect yourself and you protect those around you.
I think that's well said. You know, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Nice, calm voice from Chad Hansen, a corporate farmer, as they continue to go through their work and working with farmers. Chad, appreciate that. If somebody wants to find more information, how do they get to you guys at Corporate Farmer?
Yeah, real easy. If you're sitting at home and you got nothing to do, you just give us a call. We're all here, you know, by the phone waiting for you. So 800-472-6931, or if you've got your phone or computer, look us up on corporatefarmer.com.
Corporatefarmer.com. And Chad, good to have you on with us this morning. And we'll all hang together on all this stuff, won't we?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Tim. And I've been listening in today as you've kind of talked about some of these things. And we'll continue to listen to you here as I plug away on taxes.
Awesome stuff. Hey, good to hear from you this morning. Thanks, Chad.
Thanks. Yep. Bye.
Chad Anser with us from Corporate Farmer. And there you go. Like I said, kind of a calming voice and somebody that I know the farmers lean on at Corporate Farmer, and somebody that in a group that they can depend on at Corporate Farmer. AM 1300, KGLO.